Hello and welcome to QSO. Thanks for tuning in. What's going on this week's a little different. We're going to open up the mailbag, and we're going to hear from some people who have written from all over the country what their comments are and what they're saying. And with me today to help out in this, I've got David, KG4WXW. Hello, David.
Hello there, sir.
And Matthew, KG4WXX. Hello, Matt.
Hello there.
And we're going to get started reading the mail right after this.
Week after week, you hear us talk about Trans World Antennas, and you hear us talk about the TW2010, the 4040, the Backpacker, and all these different antennas. Of course, the TW2010 Adventurer came first. Folks were amazed at its performance. Then they introduced the Backpacker, and now the 4040. Go to EHAM and read the reviews on the TW2010. Just go to EHAM and read those reviews. Now, you can do that by going to transworldantennas.com. Just go to transworldantennas.com. Transworld Antennas, one word. Go to transworldantennas.com. There's a link on that page that'll take you right straight to the EHAM reviews. Or you can just go to EHAM yourself. And if you're a ham, you know how to get to EHAM on the internet. Just Google it. You'll get there. And read the reviews. See what other amateur radio operators are saying about this antenna. Thank you. Well, we're back, and once again, opening up the mailbag. Got some interesting things coming in from different parts of the country. David, why don't you read our first piece of mail and see who that's from.
This is from N5PRE. He says, thanks for making the podcast available. What I would like to hear less of is you asking me to email you and tell you what I want to hear less of. The commercials are okay, because that's only fair to advertise since we're getting the podcast at no charge. But the two-hour podcast could be shortened if you didn't have so many repetitive requests for what we'd like to hear more of and less of. Know what I mean?
Okay, and where is this guy from?
Let's see here.
He doesn't say.
No, doesn't say here.
And his name is?
His name is Kevin.
Kevin, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to write us and tell us what you'd like to hear. Tell us what you'd like to hear more of and what you would like to hear less. I'm just kidding. Kevin, I don't know where you're at, but thanks for writing. And one of the reasons why we do that is it's necessary to hear from people. So if if more people will write, then I'll shut up. I won't say no more. We've got to know you're out there. We've got to know where you're listening at and all those kind of things. Because we do have to depend on sponsors in order to stay on the air. Matt, what do you got there for us?
Looks like we got KG2LO. And he says the following. Hello, Ted. I enjoy your radio programs on WBCQ during the last week at 5 p.m. I listen on a Hallicrafters SX110 using a 40-meter dipole. 5-9 signals here in New Central Jersey.
Keep
up the good work. 73 is Roland.
Well, thank you, Roland. We appreciate that. I'll hand you this one, David. I'll read this one here. This is from Donald Werner Bodine, I believe it is. Bodine, I'm sorry. I know we're going to screw these names up. If we do, you just have to write us and tell us. Receive you well here in Poughkeepsie, New York. Great program. Thank you. His call sign is KC2JS. And we also have one here from Mike. And let's see here if it has a call sign. Yes, Mike's call sign is WB3CTC. It says, I heard your show today. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 5.9 plus, using an R390A and an 80-meter dipole. Interesting show. Keep it up. And that's Mike, WB3CTC. And some of these, the way they're printed, they're a little odd. So if you hear us kind of struggling through these things, that's why. Because the way they're printed, I didn't print them up logically, and I should have put lines in between them to separate them. So what have you got there, David?
I have a gentleman here, TXZ045. And to tell you the truth, I have no idea how to pronounce some of these, a couple of these words in here, but it's pretty much, it says radio signal reception report from West Texas, SWL. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
All right, here we go.
Hand it here. What's
I'll
going
hand on? That to you.
What's going on here? Which one is it down here? The top one?
Yeah, the top one there. The Rab.
I can't pronounce the fellow's name. I'm sorry, guy, if I tried it, it would be embarrassing for me, and it would probably really make you mad. So I'm not even going to try it. It says here, decent signal, a slight fading. Wanted to give you a video reception report via my YouTube channel. And he's on YouTube. The YouTube channel, I guess, would be youtube.com/txz045. We'll have to check that out because I haven't checked it out yet. youtube.com/txz045. It will attempt to do that as soon as I have been doing lately with other WBCQ broadcasters. So evidently, he's been doing this for some other folks. Thanks for giving me something good to tune in on my shortwave via WBCQ 7415. And you're still on at the moment. Actually, hard to pick up much unless I use stereo headphones. It'll come back around hopefully before the end of the broadcast so I have a chance to video the signal reception. A lot happens on shortwave. Where shortwave comes and goes. And we hope that most of the time the signal is in. You want to read that one on the bottom? That's a short one.
All right, we've got this one here. It's from Joseph Beard. Your message, caught your show on 7415 on WBHQ at 2200 hours. First time I've heard your show, but we'll try to listen again the next time you're on. 73's Joey.
Okay, so he's got the call letters wrong, but that's okay. He's listening. What do you got there, Matt?
Bob Cole writes in. He says, Ted, listen to your QSO show with Gordon West tonight on shortwave 7415. Tuned in around 1800. Really enjoyed listening. Will probably become a regular. I'm located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pennsylvania itself. I really have great reception. Have a great night, Ted.
Okay, I got one here. This is, it says here, let's see here. Hi, Ted. Listening via stream on internet because there's a Chinese broadcast station on 7415. Pretty nice program. Cheers from Puerto Rico. Angel WP3GW, or now here's some interesting phonetics. Are you ready for this? WP3 Gordon West. I bet Gordo's real happy about that. Gordon West. Let's see here now. Go ahead, David.
All right, got Michael Helmbold, I believe it is. Says, hi, Ted. Listening to your broadcast at around 23:45 UK time. Your port is 59, 20 dB. First time listener and will be listening again. Keep up the good work in 73s. So I guess he's in the United Kingdom, I guess.
Well, we've got folks listening over there, and I've got one here. This is from, I believe it's Bill Patillon III, William Bill Patillon III. Dear Ted, really enjoyed your QSO show today on WBCQ. Still listening as I write this, and I'm acting on your request for input on the show. I look forward to the QSL card you promised. I really like your show. Sometimes I wish it were a bit later, so I'd be certain to be done with work and be able to tune in. You always pick such interesting topics. Tonight, for instance, not only did you, did you book the legendary Gordon West as a guest, but you also revisited the fascinating history of early Citizens Band radio. I'm an SWLer from Baltimore who hopes to upgrade to an amateur license. We have a new little boy, so have not had much time to study. Folks such as you help inspire folks like me. So keep up the superb work. Yours respectively, Bill Pantalon III. And he is, where did he say he was? Did he say? Did you hear me earlier say where he is? I'm sure it's in the context of the body of the text. But wherever you are, Bill, thank you so much. and really appreciate the kind comments. Got something, Matt, over there?
Yes, most definitely. Joel writes in, says, "Hello, Ted. Thanks for the show. I'm listening on 7415 WBCQ. It's April 7th, 2009. The signals are about 5 to 7 with good fading audio." I wonder what good fading audio is. I guess that's like where it fades in and out, but you don't lose it.
That's probably what it is. That nice shortwave rolling phasing sound you get that sounds so cool when you're listening to
He says, "The show is about 1 hour too early. I can hear you for about a half an hour Midwest time. Get off work, rush home, sending a QSL card. Thanks, Joel. N0QEI. He's in
Omaha.
Omaha, yeah. Omaha. Had trouble seeing that down there.
Omaha, Nebraska. Very good. Who's next? Who's got something else?
I got Bruce here.
Okay.
Bruce sent in the message. Sounds good. Nice interviews. I don't listen that often, but when I do, I'm captivated. Usually 10 over S9 on my ICOM 756 Pro with attic antenna. Tuned in today at 2230 Zulu, I believe that is, and I'll be back. That's Bruce, N8SHU.
Okay, I've got one here. I don't see who this is from, but it says antenna, PAR Electronics, NFED. Receiving antenna, location, my work, second floor office in downtown Baltimore. After hours, I can just hang the antenna out my second story window. Let's see here. Reception of Ted Randall's QSO show on WBCQ The Planet, on a show that featured Gordon West, discussions about early years of CB and how folks got started in ham radio. Send a report in return for a promise of a QSL card. And let's see here. These go together, so it's hard. See the way I printed these? It's difficult to put, because some of them span over two pages. And this is from Ed Daluski, I believe it is. He says, "Enjoy listening to your program in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm listening on a Yaesu FT990 with a 40 80-meter dipole, frequency 7415. Reception is 40 over S9 and very clear. Antennas in neighborhoods... talk interesting." Okay, we're talking about the antennas in the neighborhoods and sneaking an antenna in. And some of these folks that are actually gone into court battles over this here. Brian Campbell. "Hello, Ted. First time here. Like the show for the first time. I'm in Toronto, Canada. Coming in good up here. Good tone, good audio quality. Brian Campbell, Toronto, Ontario." That one, I think, that repeated on the first half of this page. Have you got something else there?
Yep. I got a long one here.
Okay.
This one here is from Kevin, KB9WVI. He has a really long web link here. I'll try not to slaughter this poor thing. I want to invite you to take a look at a special web-based ARRL Field Day 2009 PSA video. And this is actually, you can find this on the ARRL's website, /contents/announcements, FD 2009 Field Day PSA 1.wmv. Yeah, you might just do a search for Field Day PSA on the ARRR's website. But he says, "You may have already received this information from Alan Pitts, Media Relations with the ARRL. This is a small file that can be easily sent in emails as opposed to a large file-sized high-resolution video for commercial TV. We want to get the broadest possible distribution across the Internet, and we'll be posting this on websites, on YouTube and blogs, email, and on Facebook, and 73s.org also. So, in your last program, you talked about the marriage of radio and the Internet. I believe the social networking phenomena can be another place radio can be expanded, and this could be seen as experimental to see what sort of influence..."
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Keep going.
There was an exclamation part. "And distribution we may enjoy there. Please join us in distributing the video PSA to promote Field Day and amateur radio in general as we perform this viral video.
Vital?
Yeah, I believe that would be vital.
Okay.
But it's viral. Video experiment.
He types like I do. You have to see the stuff I type. My gosh.
It's supposed to be viral. When they say something goes viral on the internet, it means it goes everywhere.
Well, that's true.
Oh, okay. Then we're stupid then. We're the ones that we don't have
any. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with you guys? Come on now.
All right.
Jeff writes in into LXM. Greetings, Ted. Great show tonight as usual. The National NC57B is pulling you in 5-9 tonight on 7415. I find your interviews and product reviews, you're doing great. I would like to hear more from older hams on how they got their start and how it helped them in their jobs.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Very good. Let's take a break, if that's all right with you. We'll be right back, right after this.
Since the beginning of time and across the history of radio broadcasting, there's only one radio station that has ever earned a full-length documentary dedicated totally and completely to its rise to a pinnacle never before achieved by any radio station and its fall. This is a story of what happened when the most legendary programming genius of all time takes the reins of an obscure Canadian radio station in the small city of Windsor, Canada, and creates a radio legend that rocked the Motor City, the USA, and half a continent.
Led us from Big Tom Rivers, 1971, and Hank O'Neill starts a brand new year next at CKLW. For the last time this year, I will say to you, rock on, mother! Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW.
2020 news guys, they were disc jockeys without music. Bum, bum, bum. And everybody knew that something was going to happen. You knew something was going to happen.
Motor City Mayor Roman Gribbs has a mad on for an unidentified rapist, a butcher knife-wielding pervert cornered a secretary in the elevator at Detroit City County Building and rode her to the vacant seventh floor and proceeded to sexually assault her. Guards are now being considered for future surveillance of the crime-stained seventh floor. Lee Marshall, 2020 News.
Now, Markham Street Productions takes you there as you relive the rise and fall of
the Big Gate, CKLW, the Motor City.
You can now own your own copy of this new DVD documentary, Radio Revolution, the Rise and Fall of the Big Eight from Markham Street Productions. The special edition DVD of this award-winning feature-length documentary includes extra scenes, outtakes, photos, and special features. Radio Revolution, the Rise and Fall of the Big Eight, is now available for only $29.95 plus shipping. Go to RadioRevolutionDVD.com. That's RadioRevolutionDVD.com. Order now while supply lasts. RadioRevolutionDVD.com. That's RadioRevolutionDVD.com.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW. The Motor City.
Ah, what a radio station that was. I'll tell you what. I love those 2020 news guys. You ever heard news done like that? You guys are too young, but I mean, have you ever heard anything that even approaches that news-wise?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know what would happen. What do you think would happen today if somebody came on and did a newscast like they used to do?
There'd be some people in trouble, maybe.
People get fired. Be a lot of people listening. I want to take this opportunity, too, to mention the new antenna that's coming out. And what you want to do is get on the mailing list. Now, it should be on the website today. We don't know for sure if it will be or not on Trans World Antenna's website. But if you've ever had the if you want to operate 75, 80 meters and you currently can't do it because you're in an apartment or a condo or some location where you just can't put up a full-size antenna, they've got the new 8080. It's a stealth antenna. It looks just like
the TW2010, but it's not. It doesn't have the performance of a mobile antenna. This has the performance of a full-scale, full-blown 80-meter, 75-meter antenna, and you'll be amazed at its performance. But the way the thing hides, you're going to be able to operate it off your balcony. You're going to be able to put it in the backyard. If you have a very small lot, you have a neighborhood association, they won't have any idea what it is. They won't have a clue that it's an antenna. So anyways, go up to the website. And if you have the desire, if you have the 2010 or you have a 4040 or you have any of those antennas and you want to get on 80 meters, go to transworldantennas.com and fill out an email and get on the waiting list. Because there will be a waiting list. Now, I got one here from a fella, and I think I lost the first half of it, but here's what he says. He says, as I mentioned before, I liked your program and found it interesting. I would enjoy receiving a QSL card from you if possible. My name is, and I'm going to say, Gerd Pashtakowak. I think that's the way I'm saying it. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. He's in Derisanto, Ontario, Canada. And we want to thank you so much for writing. It says, I thank you in advance. Look forward to listening again and perhaps with slightly better conditions. And I'll tell you what, with the sunspot cycles low, we've just had some crazy conditions where it's up and down all the time. You can never really predict what it's going to do. Let's see. This one here is from Joseph James, and I don't know if I have the complete message. I've listened to your show a few times on WBCQ. I always enjoy it. I was licensed in August of last year, upgraded in February to general, and my wife got her license in February as well on Valentine's Day. And that's from Joseph James. And I don't think I've got his call sign here. It's probably on the second half of a page. Do you guys have that by any chance on yours? When these things printed, they just... Let's see here. No. Joseph James. Maybe this is it here. Yes, I think this is it. It goes on. What's that? No. That's not it. I've got the rest of it here. I just didn't know I did. The rest of it says, I have been a SWL, scanner buff, and CBer since the mid-90s. I procrastinated on getting my ham ticket, but I did listen for years. So as you mentioned tonight, many non-hams are listening. I have listened to the Liberty Net for a long time. You mentioned that hams should Elmer, former CBers, new hams, is right on target. I heard a long time ham pitch a fit over a new ham using CB slang. He proclaimed he was going to another repeater, etc. My first thought was, why doesn't this guy just diplomatically tell the guy his mistake? So please emphasize this point with hams. It takes time to learn all the ropes. Besides, I've heard things on 75 meters that sounds a lot like Channel 19 on Citizens Band. Amen to that.
What'd you say there, good buddy?
Oh, I'm going to give a demonstration to some Girl Scouts next month. One of the moms works with me and asked about it. The context of their work is on emergency preparedness. Do you have any suggestions on doing a demo? It'll be during the day, so I guess I could show them. He's got, I don't know what this is, on 14. Oh, the Maritime Mobile. The Maritime Mobile Net on 14300. Yes, that would be a great thing to demonstrate. But I'm not sure of what else other than a local 2-meter repeater. You can email or I'll listen for the next show on WBCQ for your ideas. Thank you very much, Joe. KJ4F Victor Victor. What would be a good thing to show Girl Scouts? A Girl Scout group. Anybody, you got any ideas?
Oh, I guess probably a weather net of some sorts, but, you know, I mean, if that's a good question. I mean, there needs to be some kind of pre-prep thing for that, I think.
Well, here we sit. We're all excited about ham radio. We ask a question, what could we show some Girl Scouts? And we sit there going, duh, well, let's see, what could we show? Well, I think Echolink would be cool. You know, Echolink would be cool. Just fire up a notebook, plug in a microphone, and work a repeater somewhere in another part of the world. You know, because you're not really dependent on propagation with something like that.
Obviously another Girl Scout troop somewhere.
If you could pre-plan it, that would be a good thing. If you could find another Girl Scout troop to hook up with another amateur somewhere. It's difficult, though, now with the sunspot cycle being what it is, to plan ahead and get consistent results, I guess is what I'm saying. But you could on Echolink with, if you could get on an HT or something like that. Okay, David, what do you have there?
I got one here from Henry. It says, hi, Ted. My name is Henry. And I'm on my indoor setup at my home, QTH, New York City. I heard your 7145 kilohertz transmission today around 5 or 6 p.m. It was very interesting, and signal was very nice. 5.9 over 20. I wonder if you guys have a schedule, and I would love to see your antenna set up there and transmitter. Thanks very much. And that's N2YDD in New York City.
Okay. Matt, what you got?
Rick writes in from Saline, Ohio. He says, listen to you quite often. I have several other ham friends listening as well. KC8OPPKA1UPWB8FNB. Keep up the good work. Great AMWBCQ. And he didn't actually... Oh, there is his call sign. It's Rick, and his call sign is WB8ZRQ.
WB8ZRQ. And that's Rick. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you writing in. I hope we're answering questions. If we don't answer a question right, it's our fault. Just write us again and just give us all manner of a hard time. Here's one here from Spike Nesmith. And he says, just wanted to let you know that the show is coming in loud and clear in Upshur County, West Virginia on 74. He's got 7416 on my Eaton S350D. I love the show. I'm going to be podcasting so I can listen to more as I travel. I'm not always around my radio. That's where the podcast comes in handy. Because people want to listen, and of course... And there's those days when the sun says, that's it, you're out of here. And says, I've always wanted to be a radio amateur since the days of listening to police radios on FM. I grew up in Scotland and picked up the Russians jamming VOA. I flirted with it via CB and shortwave over the years, but I never found myself in a position either financially or with property to be a real ham. So your show has been very fascinating. Thanks for the show. I look forward to hearing from you, or hearing more, I should say. And that's from Spike. I will say this. If you are on a limited piece of real estate, do check out Trans World Antenna Site, because you may find that it may not be anywhere near the problem you thought. Also from Joel, N0QEI. He's writing in, and he says... Hello, Ted. Thanks for the good shows. Listening to you on WBCQ 7415. Would like to hear stuff on PSK31, slow scan television, or other sound card modes. So he wants to hear more on PSK31 and slow scan television. Joel, N0QEI. And I thank you, Joel, for writing us. And making suggestions. We'll see if we can't get some slow scan guys or some PSK31 guys on to translate all that stuff into English so we know what we're doing. So what do we got here? Who's next?
Well, I suppose I've got one here from Jeff into LXM. He says, greetings, Ted. Great show tonight. You're 5.9 on my national NC-57B, fed by a... BMW 80-40-20 trapped dipole. I believe you're right on track with your programming, how we got into ham radio. how to help the new hams, public service, and most of all, keep learning. I got involved in the late 50s, had lung problems, and was stuck indoors. My dad and an army buddy hooked up an old ARC-5 for me to listen to, and I was hooked. I did my share of SW Ling, CB, and amateur radio over the years.
Okay, timeout. Timeout. It's SW Elling.
SW Elling.
SWL is short wave listener. You got to understand.
Oh, okay.
David is a new general, and so is Matt. So when they're going to say things, it's not going to sound right. I'll try to correct them. But there's also some large objects in the room that they may hurl at me if I get too arrogant about it. So
well, he doesn't have
say
his...
that. Say SW Elling.
SW Elling.
Okay. All right.
SW Elling. That's okay. I will Google that later. But now I am giving back to the hobby. I teach a tech class for our local Red Cross. Last class that they had 16 there. They got licensed. I love WBCQ, and I try to listen as much as I can during the week. Keep up the great show, and keep the time where you are. 73s, and that was Jeff into LXM. Sorry about the SW problem there.
I've got two here. One's kind of short, and one's kind of long. Steve... In one EOE writes in and says, keep up the good work. I think I'll pick up a TW-2010. You talked me into it. Thanks, Steve. Jack writes in. He says, hi. I listened to your shortwave podcast, which I found through Google. I didn't know that you had a shortwave broadcast until I listened to the podcast. Anyways, thanks for the great interviews. Later this year, I'm moving to East Africa, where I have a job to 1 to 5 years. Do you have a shortwave broadcast targeted towards East Africa? Internet service can be quite slow there, so I may not be able to attain your downloadable podcasts. I am a newly licensed general ham, call sign NP2OR, and I'll be setting up a station operating over there. Thank you so much, Jack.
Do either one of you have page 23?
I might.
He probably does.
Wait, these
shuffling?
Pages.
Shuffling?
These
I would have
pages
put,
are sticking together.
Shuffling?
I was going to print them all on different ones, but then by the same token, it's just... So that's 23, yeah, because I need the top part of 23.
Well, now, you didn't answer this gentleman's question. Do you have anything pointed towards Africa?
The only thing pointed toward Africa might be would be WRMI on 9955. And you may be able to receive that there, because I think they're headed in that direction. Let's see here. Okay, this is. Well, this doesn't make any sense either. This is page 23. Okay, here we go. This is it. David Bachner writes. Let's see if David is a ham. I think he's an SWL. Your message: listening to your broadcast for the first time. From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, on WBCQ on Wednesday, March the 18th, 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on my Eaton S350DL. Signal is good, which is normally true of this frequency at this time of day. I'm always happy to hear those rare programs on shortwave that talk about something other than religion or gold coins. I'll take UFO talk over the usual shortwave topics any day. Keep it up. Okay. That was what I was trying to do. Now, do you need this back?
No, I'm done with that page.
You're done with that page. Okay, so we are moving along here.
Bill writes in, says, hi, I'm from Pennsylvania. Hearing you for the first time on WBCQ 7415, very strong signal. I'm waiting to hear this lady's name. She is speaking now about a mountain, towers, and mysticals. I will check back on WBCQ schedule. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, her name was Patrice Chaplin, I believe it is. Patrice Chaplin. It was a real interesting program. David, have you got something there?
I'm shuffling.
I'll read this while you're doing that. It says here, this is from Joel Hall. Your message heard on 7415. I have a Becker shortwave car radio in a Ford F-350 truck, 4x4. Like the show,
about CKLW. I used to live in Detroit when it was on the air. Don't know if still on. Yes, it is, but it's no longer what it was. It's now a local Windsor radio station. I am in Marquette, Michigan, where we still have about 3 feet of snow. No snow. What is this here? No, the snow isn't green today. It should be anyway. Enjoyed the show and info about the radio and the ham stuff. They should have more music shows on shortwave. I miss WRNO New Orleans worldwide. Like the Fred Flintstone show on 7415. That's on WBCQ. I live in Alaska in the summertime, and shortwave, you can get the stations that we need music. Thanks so much, Joel Hall. And he gives his address in Marquette, Michigan, from the Great White North. Maybe it will all melt soon. And let's see here. Here's another one from John Mercer. This is all on the same page here, so I'll read this, guys. Hello, Ted. You are... What a good contact last week. I'll see. You know what? This fella here is a contact that had the guy called me on 75 meters. But I'll go ahead and read this. It says here, enjoyed talking about CKLW. And he talks about WABC, WLS, WBZ. And he said the WBCQ signal is 40 over there. And he's in Ohio. So he's writing in to say hello. Real trash radio. We play more trash in 15 minutes than anyone else. I don't know what station that he's with, but that's John Mercer, N8CXN. And, John, thank you for writing. And I do remember talking to you on the 75-meter band.
Okay. All right. I've got one here from Clifford. Says, hi, Ted. I'm listening to WBCQ right now, and they're playing QSO with your interview with Don Keith in 4KC. Signal strength is between S7 and S9 on 7415. And it's, about 1,600 hours to 2,200 hours UTC. He's listening on a Grundig Satellite 800 with about a 100-foot long wire antenna that I threw up in the trees in my yard. I enjoy listening to QSO because I, too, am a ham. And I have told folks about your program on my 2-meter net and to friends. I talk about SW Ling. I think.
Why is that so difficult? SW Elling. Thanks. Shortwave listener.
Yes. Okay. Elling. Oi.
Okay.
See, this is twice in a row now. That's okay.
SW Elling.
Third time he's going to throw something at me. I think it is one of the best radio programs presented, presently aired on WBCQ, though they do have a good number of other non-ham radio related shows. I live in Independence, Missouri, and receiving WBCQ is at its best this time of day. The days are getting longer now, and we're just leaped ahead with daylight savings time, so reception is improving day by day. And that's Clifford, KB0YV.
Okay, very good. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more out of the mailbag. And, of course, you all can tell we can't read, but we're trying.
Week after week, you hear us talk about Transworld antennas, and you hear us talk about the TW2010, the 4040, the Backpacker, and all these different antennas. Of course, the TW2010 Adventurer came first. Folks were amazed at its performance. Then they introduced the Backpacker, and now the 4040. Go to EHAM and read the reviews on the TW2010. Just go to EHAM and read those reviews. Now, you can do that by going to transworldantennas.com. Just go to transworldantennas.com. Transworld Antennas, one word. Go to transworldantennas.com. There's a link on that page that'll take you right straight to the EHAM reviews. Or you can just go to EHAM yourself. And if you're a ham, you know how to get to EHAM on the internet. Just Google it. You'll get there. And read the reviews. See what other amateur radio operators are saying about this antenna. Thank you. Okay, we're back. I've got one here from Rick Bush. It says, Ted, heard the show tonight.
2,200 hours. WBCQ had great propagation into central lower Michigan tonight. First time I've heard your show. Like it a lot. That's Rick, KC8NDA. KC8NDA. Rick, thank you very much for writing. Also, here's one from a fellow by the name of Jack Garland. Hi, Ted. Sound great here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Have a Radio Shack DX394 receiver. Uses a 60-foot long wire. I'm looking for a better shortwave radio. What would you get under $500? Also, what do you think about active antennas, or what kind of outside antenna would be best for shortwave? Your signal here is 5x7. Would like a card from you. My address is 6011. Well, I won't give the address, poor fella's address away. I'll have somebody come visiting him. 73 is Jack. Well, okay. I would say, personally, myself, this is me, I don't care for active antennas. The only active antenna that I like is one that's hung outside to a tree. If you put something inside and it's an active antenna and it's got some kind of preamp on it or something, and the refrigerator kicks on, it's going to pick up the refrigerator. Yeah, you know, and it's going to be 30 over 9. Matthew, contain yourself. But the outdoor antennas, I think, are cool. Now, as far as a radio, I wouldn't even begin to tell you where. You said for under $500, you can get a fine shortwave radio for under $500. I would research, look around, go up on Eham, read the reviews on the various radios. You know, I tend to migrate toward older radios with tubes in them, but that's probably not a good idea today, especially under the current types of noise conditions.
Doug writes in.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, did you have more to that?
I had more, but go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I thought you were done and you're going to flip pages and I was going to take it away, but go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is from, you threw me off here. This is from Mary, your message. Hi there, I'm in Massachusetts. Just got a shortwave radio. I just came across your program. I don't even know what you're about, but I checked where you said we could email you and here I am. It's 5 p.m. on Thursday. I guess you are about ham radio, and if I am correct, back into the 70s, I got into CBing. I was hoping to get interested in ham, but you needed to learn Morse code or something, and that just put the brakes on it for me. But the CBs seem to have died out now, and everyone has computers and all these other gadgets. Well, that isn't necessarily so. Everybody's got computers, but ham radio is alive and well. Actually, Citizens Band's alive and well on Channel 19 if you're traveling up and down the roads. But, Mary, get up on Eham. Start taking that technician test and go get you a 2-meter rig and get on your local repeaters. Get that technician license and get on the air and join in on the fun. Go to the website that the ARRL has. Go to ARRL.org. And there's more information up there on how to get into ham radio and all the necessary things you need to do, which is not an awful lot, but it's relatively easy. But there is no more code required in order to get a ham license. So just remember that. That helped a lot of folks out. Some folks just were blocked. I don't know. They just had this block about the code, and it made it almost impossible for some folks to get it. Go ahead, Matt. You were going to say something here, sir.
Doug, KB3LA. FD writes in and says, "Hello, Ted. Listening now, 549 local in northeastern Pennsylvania. Fine signal here, 59 plus. Like the show very much. Interested in 6 meters and anything radio is fine."
Very good. You got something, Dave?
Yep. Sir, I got Pete here. He was testing out a small shortwave portable receiver and picked up your show on 1715 in New York City, New York, on 310. I belonged to a ham club many years ago, early 60s, as a Boy Scout, and recently was thinking I'd get back into it. In fact, I started working on the code, though I understand it's no longer needed for the technician level. I'll keep your website in my favorites and catch you on the air when I can. Best to you, Mr. Pete.
And he's in New York City on a portable. He just did he make any mention, David, of SWLing?
No Elling in here.
No SWLing. Okay, I just thought I'd ask. I've got one here from my first time. I'm a first time listener. I live in, I believe it's Pawhuska, Oklahoma. My radio is a Mint Realistic DX302. And my antenna is a long wire. I'm listening on 7415. My received signal is 10 over 7. I love your show, and that's from David. And I assume David is not a ham, but he is an SWL-er. He's an SWL enthusiast, shortwave listening enthusiast. And he's writing in, and I believe that's Pawhuska, Oklahoma. Thank you so much, David, for writing in. One here from Roger. Great show. I listened for the first time today from Bethel, Connecticut. It came in very good on my old Zenith H500 portable. Vintage 1953. There you go. Thank you, Roger, for writing in and reporting that, giving us that signal report on that old Zenith. I like old radios. I just like old radios. Who's next? What's going on?
Thomas writes in. He says, received your program loud and clear for most days here in Sterling Heights, Michigan on WBCQ. Just got my extra class license in April. Actually got tech, general, and extra within the same 2 days and in an hour and a half session. The VPs were quite amazed since they said that is a very strange thing. I've had my GROL. What does that stand for? GROL.
Now that you mentioned it, and I'm just gone blank, but go ahead.
Commercial license since 1985 and a strong technician side. He writes on, he says, well, enjoy your. We will enjoy your program, and perhaps you can cover electromagnetic something another here. What is that, David? Survivability for ham radio equipment. How would most amateur radios fare after one or multiple EMP events, and what could be done to harden them? Seems that we would be called on in such emergency. At least we would be able to talk.
Yeah, well, that's something to think about. These EMP weapons come along, and the next thing you know, your radio's gone. But if you got an old Drake with tubes in it, or an old Hallicrafters,
or my old Swan that I have in my room,
Swan 350, you're still going to be in business. And GROL, General Radio Operator's License, or something like that. General Radio Telephone Operator's License, GROL. I know that's what that is. That's like the second class, the first class. The general class operator's license is from commercial two-way stuff. Okay, who's next? Am I next or who's next?
Yeah, I got a decent one here.
Okay.
One from Steve. It says, first-time listener today. Enjoy the discussion of ham podcasting with Jerry Taylor. I plan to tune in again. This time slot is good for me. I'm actually listening on my ham rig, an IC746 with a G5RV antenna. So you're coming in 5.9. He says 7.3. Hi.
Okay, he's got an ICOM 746. Good receiver. And, man, you want me to go next now?
There you go. Tom, W5KUB, writes in and says, hi, Ted. Listen to your interview with KD0BIK today. The signal was strong and not much fading or interference. Send me a QSL card. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, very good. Does it say where he's at?
He's in Tennessee. Quarter Grove, Tennessee.
All right. He's not too far from us. He's kind of a neighbor, I guess. Okay, we'll have to get Tom a QSL card. Thank you so much for writing us. Really appreciate the email. David, you next? You want me to do one here?
I've got one here, I believe. I've got Jeff here. He says, greetings, Ted. Got home early today and turned on the old National NC57B. Heard your plea. I was first licensed in the early 60s. Got out of the hobby when I started a family. Been back in it for almost 20 years now. I love teaching radio to young and old alike. two clubs, I believe, to give classes and have a few young members. The hobby is not dead, but we need to bring what amateur radio means and can do to our younger generation. And what it can do to our younger generation. It's 2300 hours Zulu, and the signal is fading fast. Now that I know what time you're on, I will make it a note to be home to hear your show. 73s, and that's Jeff N2LXM.
We're teaching David how to read here. I'm not doing so good myself, though. All right, let me do these real quick. Have you got anything there, Matthew? Want me to go ahead?
Chuck writes in. He says, "Hello, your program is booming in this Tuesday afternoon at 2235 UT on WBCQ. With discussion on Elmers and how computers in the ham shack, I've heard your show quite a few times, and I thought I would like to make contact this time. Thank you for believing in shortwave broadcasting. 73's Chuck. He's in St. Louis, Missouri."
All right. And yes, we do believe in shortwave broadcasting, not just in amateur radio, which we do believe in amateur radio, but we also believe in shortwave. I think shortwave is the most unique form of communication there is. You can go down to your local
radio. And we definitely believe in this station as well.
you can go down to your local Radio Shack store, and you can buy a radio for $100 or more, and take it with you anywhere you go. During the day, you listen to the high frequencies. At night, you listen to the low frequencies. And it's a window to the world. No charge. You don't have a monthly fee to pay. And, you know, it's just one of those wonderful things. Okay, I've got one here. This is from Mike Frankhouse. "I'm located 13 miles southeast of Toledo, Ohio. Nice signal, some QRM and fading. Enjoyed your program. Just getting back to shortwave listening. The time is great for me. I found the subject interesting. I'd like to hear stories of people who only have shortwave as a link to the rest of the world." And that is the case in a lot of cases. One more here from Richard, I believe it's Seiko, KB3IMJ. "Hello, today was the first time I heard your show. It was very interesting. My name is Richard. I live in Delaware. I'm listening to your show on a Sony SW7600GR. Keep up the good work, Richard, KB3IMJ. And we have one more, and this is from Lou Bishop, WD8AQS. "Hello, Ted. Enjoyed listening to your program, QSO, at 5:30 p.m., talking about USB sound card. I've always wanted to try one of them myself. And also your talk with KD0BIK. Enjoyed your program. Anything radio or computer related, I enjoy. Signal was 20 over S9 at times on WBCQ. Audio was excellent. Using an ICOM PCR100 computer control receiver with a high gain 14 AVQ vertical antenna. 73s from Lou, WD8AQS. And I've got one more here, and then I'll pass it to you guys. It'll take care of all of these. "Great copy out of Maine this evening. Interesting PSK interview you had tonight. I've never done PSK. I'm just a single sideband rag chewer." Great stuff. Thanks for the interesting, thought-provoking shows. He doesn't give us a call, but his name is David, and he is in southeast Louisiana. So that's what I have on this. And you want to take a break real quick and come back?
Sure.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. If you already own a TW2010 Adventurer or Backpacker antenna, and you want to use the antenna on 40 meters, you can get the Trans World Adventurer 4040 array box in center section only, right now only $139.95. That puts you on 40 meters, and you're dealing with the exact same antenna structure that has made the TW2010 Trans World Adventurer so famous. The black powder coating, the stealth, the way the antenna is able to hide, and in addition to that, It's portable if you want to take it with you. Of course, you can get it with a deluxe travel bag. It's just fantastic. Go to the website and check it out, transworldantennas.com. That's transworldantennas.com. If you can't remember Trans World Antennas, just remember to go to our website at QSO, tedrandall.com, T-E-D-R-A-N-D-A-L-L.com, and click on the link for Trans World Antennas. Take a look at this brand new Adventurer 4040. All right. Also want to remind you, if you're an 80-meter buff, 75, 80 meters, and you're living in a restricted area, they've got the new 8080 coming out very shortly. You'll be amazed at this antenna. You'll actually be able to operate 75 and 80 meters from a restricted area. And it's also portable. You can take it with you on vacation and do portable, especially with emergency operations. My goodness, these antennas are fantastic. Go to transworldantennas.com and check it out. Had an email here, and I won't read the whole thing, but it's from Jeff Hammer. N9NIC. And Jeff was over in Iraq. He called in during our field day show. And we want to say hello to him. He writes occasionally, and I've got a couple of emails from him, and I look forward to getting back to him very shortly, getting him on the air. I'd like to talk to him on the radio, talk to him about how it went over there in Iraq and have him kind of fill us in. I know they got a bunch of fellas operating the station over there. Ricardo writes, he said, I've searched your website to no avail. Do you have an RSS feed for your podcast? Yes, we do. And when you looked at it, it probably wasn't there, but it's there now. And we are also available on iTunes. So just you can go to iTunes or go to our site. There's a link from our site into iTunes. There's also a link from our site into for the RSS feed as well. Okay, who's got what over there? You guys got something? Or?
I got one here from Mark. He says, I listened to your first show, and I am listening now to the second. In both cases, I downloaded the recording and transferred it to my MP3 player and listened while commuting in the car. I was not aware the show was a broadcast on shortwave until you mentioned it. I enjoyed hearing from your first guest, Marie, who earned her general class license at age 82. Way to go. Your second guest, the one who teaches the radio class somewhere in the USA and publishes books, is a polished speaker and very informative. I like his real-world description of the radio setup on Christmas Island. I will search through your website to look for the shortwave broadcast times and frequencies and give that a listen if I can. From what I've heard on the recordings, the fidelity is excellent. Even the phone callers sound good, though not as good as your studio microphone. And that's Mark, KC2UES.
Well, Mark, we're running a Heil PR40 here. And that's what Matt is on and David is on as well. Excellent microphones. So I thank you for writing.
David writes in. He says, hello, Ted. You sure do got some weirdos on this evening. Interesting stuff, though. Makes for great science fiction novels. Just wanted to say hello, that I have discovered your show here on WBCQ. Your website is really coming along, too. Great copy coming out of Maine as well. Thanks for keeping free speech alive, and keep it coming on.
All right, very good. Yeah, we do put some, on our radio disclosure show, we really put some folks on the air that are different, to say the least. Matt and his friend Richard Jackson, the exorcist that gets on from time to time. It makes for some interesting listening, though. It sure does. What do you got there, David? Anything, or shall I go ahead?
I've got something here from Tyler. He says, hi, I'm listening to your show on 7415 tonight. It's the first time I've heard it since the planet has been hit and miss for me in Michigan. It's booming in tonight, and I can't get enough. Keep it coming. Hope WBCQ keeps coming in. It's my favorite station. 73's KC8LWG.
He's in Michigan?
Yes. Yes, he is.
What city? I missed that.
I...
Doesn't say?
Nope, doesn't say.
Okay. Well, Michigan at times, because of the being north, is going to get different propagation than the rest of the country. What's really weird, and I've had this happen here, and I've talked to a lot of folks about it. We'll be on the air. The show will come on, and we can't hear it. It's just not there. We're near Nashville, Tennessee, and I mean not as much as even an S unit of Carrier. You don't hear anything. It's just gone. And, of course, you wonder, where is it going? Well, then you get the mail, and you find out that it is going everywhere under the sun. It's just, and then other times it comes in here just like, it just comes in here like gangbusters. I've got one here. I'm laughing. Can I go ahead and read it, or you got, have you got another one there that you want to do?
Well, I got a short one here from Paul.
Okay.
I came across your program, Tuning Around 40 Meters. First-time listener, so can't comment on your program, but good to hear you in there. That's Paul, KC8PZX.
And does it say where he is?
It does not.
Okay. Always make a note of where people are. I, at least I like to try to do that. I got one here. It says, listen to your show via 7415 WBCQ using a simple Grundig Buzz Aldrin with a telescoping whip. I am in Maysville, Kentucky. Reception is usually decent unless the local electrical generating plant across the road, literally, switches some feeds to the 345 kilovolt lines. I guess that would kind of wipe things out behind the house. Then all disappears in the static. I'm trying to find the vitamins you mentioned. I never have pen and paper when you do. Can you point me to their website? What is that? PMCScience.us?
That is correct.
PMCScience.us. And that's Alan. And he is in Maysville, Kentucky. I got one more here I will read before I pass it back to you guys here. It says here, in reference to your request, I live in northeast Wisconsin, and I'm listening to your show. I'm running a DX302. But getting a mod DX394 shortly. My call is N9YRE. N9YRE. So far, the show is great. Thanks for the info you provide, 73s. All right.
Joe writes and he says, Ted, please send me your snail mail address. What is your snail mail address?
And that's all he said was that, huh?
Yes.
I hope he doesn't want to send us a bomb or something. So I've had it listening to these guys on shortwave. It's time to do them in here. I will get his email address, and I will shoot him an email with my snail mail address here. And we see here. Let's see. I enjoyed the interview with N4TK about the ARRL, how it works, and why it works. I've been a member of the ARRL for over 30 years and continue to participate in ARRL activities, contesting, and VE testing. Your signal strength into southern Indiana was 20 over S9 with some slight QSB. This was the first time I ever listened to your program. Very unusual for me to venture outside the CW portion of 40 meters. But on this particular night, I did some band surfing. Aha, we caught him. And SWL listening. Do you hear that, David? SWL listening. Cool program. Keep it up. I plan to drop by often. Oh, yes. Antennas about the TW2010. Saw one in action. It works quite well. All right. And I got one more here. This is from Dennis Jackson. Shall I go ahead? All right. Catching your program for the first time on WBCQ. Glad to hear something exciting about amateur radio again. I'm an avid shortwave listener and an old-school general class operator. I will listen to your show and tell my friends about the good job you are doing for ham radio. That's from KB8OCG. Dennis Jackson, KB8OCG. I'm looking to see if it tells me where he is, but it does not. But he's in 8-land. Maybe not. Maybe not. He could be in Foreland. You never know these days. Since they massacred the call sign system, you just don't know. Okay, who's next? Who's got what here?
I got one here from Mike. Ted, tonight is the first night I have heard your show, and I'm glad I found it. In listening, I find the current content interesting. I have currently re-interested myself in ham radio. When I was in high school, I had a teacher that was into ham radio, and I acquired my first tune in the world with ham radio from him. At the time, I was and was not interested. At 18, there are other things on your mind also. But now I have acquired a few boat anchors that have got me back into it. I am more than willing to want to learn CW because I remember what it was back then. Thanks for the show, and keep it up. And that is Mike.
All right, Mike.
Where was that?
Thank you very much, Mike, for writing us here at QSO. Have you got something there, Matt? Are you ready to roll with it here?
Dick writes in, W6SG7. That can't be right. W6SGJ/7. I wonder what that means.
/7. He's on a portable seven. Seven land or something. I don't know, but go ahead.
Hi, Ted. The other day I was tuning around on my 40-meter ARC receiver and heard you on your, quote, QSO show for the first time. You were coming in quite well on the old WW2 equipment. I guess that's World War II equipment. Please let me know what your mailing address is so I can send you my QSL card. 73's Dick.
He's
in West Virginia.
Very good. Let's see here. I want to cover this just real quick. My name is, you know, and I don't know from a military standpoint what exactly this is. SSG. Does that stand for what now? Do you know? Anyways, Davalina. I am at station at Mosul, Iraq right now. I'm working on getting a ham radio club going over here. Just put out some flyers to get a meeting together. I've been in contact with Major Hammer, Jeffrey Hammer. He told me to write you and let you know about my club. We are getting together. We are just getting going. Do not have any equipment, but I hope that we will get some soon. I'm still working on getting us some equipment. I would would you be able to help us in any way? We would appreciate it. And I don't know if that's Staff Sergeant. I don't know what the designation is, but his last name is Dovalin. His call sign is KD7UAV. And I'd like to encourage everybody that's listening, write us. Get up on the website and write us. If you've got something these guys over there can use, you've got some ham gear that you're not using that they could put to use. I mean, not any junk, but I mean stuff that they could really use over there. Email us, and I will put you in contact with them. And you can send the stuff directly to them. And you can correspond with them, and I believe that will really make you feel good, because that's just a good thing.
So I can't send them all the free boxes we see at ham fests?
No. They don't want all the parts and all the junk. Well, they need good stuff to work with over there. And TW sent them a TW-2010 after field day last year, so they had quite a little bit. It says here, this is from Greg, when are you on WBCQ? Now my question is how did Greg write me if he doesn't know when we're on? Or maybe he tuned in and wanted to know what the times were. Well, QSO is on Tuesdays, and we come on at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then, of course, we sometimes, the show is re-aired on Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then on Wednesdays, there is a Radio Disclosure on, which is an interesting show, and sometimes that is about ham radio as well. So there's three in a row, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But Tuesdays and Thursdays primarily are the QSO radio show, and that's from Greg, and I don't see where he is from.
George writes in, he says, hi, my name is George. I live in Canada, Ontario. I'm 31, and I have a ham radio, and I got your show for the first time. Thank you for all you do for amateur radio.
Okay, anything else there from you or from you?
I got Craig here. Just ran across your station while doing some shortwave listening this afternoon, and I'm listening to it now. I'm monitoring on 93.30 at 1850 GMT while you talk with a soldier in Iraq. The receiving equipment is a Yaesu FT920 on a dipole, and your signal is a steady 5.9 over 20. In the clear, you're welcome to mention that the station is being heard in Northeast Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, I want to mention, too, if you're listening now, what are we doing here? We don't know what we're doing. We're stumbling through letters and email. This is our attempt at a mailbag show. It's pretty lame, don't you think? Anyways, I want to get these on the air. I want folks to know that when you write us, we read them. We know who you are. We really appreciate the mail. And we encourage you to write again. If you haven't written to us, or write to us again a second time. Just go to tedrandall.com. That's Ted Randall, TedRandall.com. And you'll find a place on the website where you can send us an email. I've got one here from Keith Crosby. I accidentally ran across your broadcast. Flipping through the dials, I already put this frequency into memory. He is listening on WRMI out of Miami. He's listening on 9.955, and he's put that into the memory of his ICOM 745. I'm getting excellent signal off of my 204-foot G5 RV. You've hit some great topics. I'll be tuning in as often as I can, and it's Keith, KC0KAN. KC0KAN, listening on 9.955. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us. Who's next? Or do we take a break here real quick? We'll take a break.
Lauren writes in. She says, I love your QSO show. I plan to purchase an iPod to listen at the gym. That should make things a little less painful. Wishful thinking, huh? Ha, ha. I'm sorry. Just the thought of running at the gym with an iPod, listening to a podcast, I guess, yes, that would be fine. But just the way she put it, it says, ha, period, 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 ha, period, period, period. So, ha, ha.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? I don't understand.
She doesn't want to go to the gym, it sounds like.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she's listening to us, so obviously she's going to get an iPod so she can listen. You know, and I will say this. I mean, there's times when it's a little easier to listen by means of iPod because you're not near the radio. Sometimes radios don't work so well under, you know, you can't get a standard AM radio to pick up, you know, very good in town in some locations. So, and shortwave is no different, so it's about the same. Have you got something there, David?
I've got one here from Dale. It says, we talked in Dayton this year about your vertical dipoles. I just lost my Sigma 5 and Sigma 40 to Hurricane Faye. Force 12 is unable to supply either repair parts or new antennas for the foreseeable future. I'm in need of a 10 to 40 or 20 to 10 vertical dipole for permanent mounting. Any chance you have any antennas you can ship now?
No, that's for the folks over to TW, although we do get those emails. People call up and ask us. I've got one here, unless you guys have got one ready to go right away, okay? And then we'll take a break after that. This is from Charles. It looks like, I believe it's Schenck. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. S-C-H-E-N-C-K. I believe it's Schenck. This is to let you know I enjoy your unique show. It's not hard to think of future program topics. Here are some suggestions. Now, here is a guy that listened to my little plea, send us what you want to hear, and he's responded. He says, how to homebrew. Building equipment has seen something of a renaissance in the last few years. Not only have advances in solid-state technology made it easier to get work done, but there is no shortage of parts suppliers and good used test equipment bargains on eBay. Kit building is a first step. Although Heath kits are long gone, we have Elecraft, Wilderness Radio, and I was amazed at a meeting in Dayton of the QRPARCI to see some of the rigs, which were completely handcrafted. They would also be an excellent source of guests and information.
So he says, here is a short outline. A, you don't have to be an engineer to homebrew, but some homebrewers are. Okay. B, kit building is a first step, but not the end. C, find a focus, tube, solid state, antenna, etc. And D, start a junk box, or how to start a junk box.
A junk room.
Yeah. That's the free box at the Ham Fest.
Yeah, but you know, does any ham on earth need instructions as to how to start a junk box? I'm sorry. You know, I've got a garage here. I've got two garages, actually three, one attached and two separate from the house. Guys, what are in the garages?
Parts, radios.
Junk. Yeah, junk, all kinds of it. Oh, man. But that's okay, because there's probably some novices out there that don't know how to start a junk box, but I'm afraid once you start, you will never get over it. And you'll always be running out of room. Okay, E, there's a lot of designs to copy or adapt and modify. That's true. F, some basic skills, soldering, breadboarding. G, build a stage by stage to make troubleshooting easier. H, measurement with a simple with measurements with simple test equipment. And he's got another one here. He says hams and their professions. It used to be that at least half of all hams had electronics as a profession. It may be instructive to have some of them relate how their hobbies have led to exciting careers. Without ham radio, I would have never joined the Foreign Service as a radio technician and later an embassy administrator. This guy's been around here. An invitation to CW. Maybe you don't have to know the code to become a ham, but it is a vibrant part of the hobby. Excuse me for being a pitch man like Earl Scheib. You guys don't know what Earl Scheib is, do you? Earl Scheib used to paint any car for $29.95. He was all over the radio years ago. But almost anyone can. Learn the code in a short period of time if it is taught properly. This could be shown over the air. Yes, it could be. Actually, we could offer some simple code practice right here on QSO. Start teaching code groups each week. And that'd be a good thing to do. Using ham radio to foster international understanding. How to get beyond the programmatic hello, goodbye, QSO. Yes, I understand that totally. We need to go further than, yep, you're 59973 and moving along. Somebody, who was it said they proposed that some contest be started whereby people had to ask questions? In other words, you got points for asking them what their profession was, asking them about their family and their job. Do you remember that? Somebody was talking about that, and I thought, that'd be a good idea. Using ham radio to foster international understanding. How to get beyond the programmatic, that's the word, hello, goodbye, QSO. Practicing a foreign language over the air. I do that all the time. But nobody understands me. And, of course, David over here with the SWLing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Those are some suggestions. More will probably follow, and that comes from Chris, W1EH. Thank you very much, Chris. That's some good stuff. And we need to take all of that into consideration. And I think what we need to do now is take a quick break. Is that all right with you all? Anybody got any other ideas? We take a break. We'll be back.
If you like to travel, if you're a camper, if you'd like to take your ham radio hobby with you when you go, you need the Trans World Antennas TW2010L Backpacker Antenna. It's the same exact antenna as the TW2010 Adventurer, with the exception it's been streamlined for the person who likes to camp and travel light. It's the same rugged antenna structure as the TW2010, with the black powder coating and stealth design. We all know the TW2010 is a great permanent or portable antenna, but the TW2010L Backpacker takes portable and emergency operation to an entirely new level. It's especially suited for the amateur operator who loves backpacking, cycling, camping. It makes easy access and quick setup possible for the most extenuating emergencies. TW2010L Backpacker Antenna is available now for a limited time for only $399.95. That's right, $399.95. Pricing includes backpacker, quadra stand, carrying bag, and free shipping in the continental United States through FedEx Ground. That's transworldantennas.com. And now for a limited time, only $399.95. That's transworldantennas.com.
Since the beginning of time and across the history of radio broadcasting, there's only one radio station that has ever earned a full-length documentary dedicated totally and completely to its rise to a pinnacle never before achieved by any radio station and its fall. This is a story of what happened when the most legendary programming genius of all time takes the reins of an obscure Canadian radio station in the small city of Windsor, Canada, and creates a radio legend that rocked the Motor City, the USA, and half a continent.
That does it for Big Tom Rivers, 1971, and Hank O'Neill starts a brand new year next at CKLW. For the last time this year, I will say to you, rock on, mother! Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW.
2020 news guys, they were disc jockeys without music. Bum, bum, bum. And everybody knew that something was going to happen. You knew something was going to happen.
Motor City Mayor Roman Gribbs has a mad on for an unidentified rapist, a butcher knife-wielding pervert, cornered a secretary in the elevator at Detroit City County Building and rode her to the vacant seventh floor and proceeded to sexually assault her. Guards are now being considered for future surveillance of the crime-stained seventh floor. Lee Marshall, 2020 News.
Now, Markham Street Productions takes you there as you relive the rise and fall of
the Big Gate, CKLW, the Motor City.
You can now own your own copy of this new DVD documentary, Radio Revolution, the Rise and Fall of the Big Eight from Markham Street Productions. The special edition DVD of this award-winning feature-length documentary includes extra scenes, outtakes, photos, and special features. Radio Revolution, the Rise and Fall of the Big Eight, is now available for only $29.95 plus shipping. Go to RadioRevolutionDVD.com. That's RadioRevolutionDVD.com. Order now while supply lasts. RadioRevolutionDVD.com. That's RadioRevolutionDVD.com.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW. The Motor City.
Have you been looking for a place to put a website? Have you thought about putting your own website up, or possibly you've got your own right now and you're not real happy? The name to think about and remember is tux-support.com. Tux like tuxedo, the little penguin, the mascot for Linux, the Linux operating system. Tux-support.com. Just remember that name. If you're looking for a website for your amateur radio club, your church, your organization, your business, or even a personal site, you need a place to put that site, and you want a simple way to put it together and maintain it, one word or one company to remember, that's tux-support.com. Tux-support.com. That's T-U-X-S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Tux-support.com, the only name you need to know when it comes to your website.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to QSO. And what we're doing is we are attempting to open up the mailbag, so to speak, and start reading some of the mail that comes in. We generally just don't have the opportunity to do, but we thought we'd put this to good use. At this point in time, got an email here from let's see here, N2BR, and he's just saying hello, Ted. Enjoyed QSO, and not much more than that, other than take care, Richard, which is a good one. And then I've got one here. This is a long one. I'm going to attempt to get through this, but
this gentleman here is writing about stuff that some of this I don't know anything about. So I'll just forge into this. It says here, my name is Danny Jackson. I live in Southeast Kentucky. I'm a regular user of software-defined radio hardware and software. I primarily use radio for shortwave listening. I am an owner of a group on the internet devoted to software-defined radio innovations, and my interest and hobby is in software-designed radio hardware circuit design. And I ventured off down a different road than most have taken in software-defined radios. So I've obtained a few new views and created a few new circuit concepts. My interest is in making low-cost hobby kits that do not lack any performance. In fact, my circuit designs are devoted to performance in an elegant design way. And I have some of the first published radio circuit designs in SPICE software files on the internet. As far as communicating my ideas and teaching things about electronics, I'm more of a writer than someone who would live in a pre-recorded broadcast, though I might do something in my own time, as I can via WAV file to CD-ROM. I mostly use CD-ROM to create and design and for file analysis. Adding design software along with software-defined radio software is a few useful radio testing applications. My interest here in writing you is this. I'm interested in locating folks in my region of the world who would like to explore the possibility of a venture to produce kits and then perhaps completely assembled radios afterwards sometime in our future. And we can do this with an approach to generate interest in the small, inexpensive, software-defined radio hardware kits, and then advance as we progress and prosper. I suspect that it may take everyone up to a year to do the research on the aspect of reading up on the topic and looking then at the market, which I've already done. So there is yet a matter of the new collaborators needing to do the research and the development phase, reading and learning, and then looking at the ways to culture a market and promote the product, which I have the means to do via knowing all the global interest groups who are devoted to software-defined radio. This is the up-and-coming thing, and I'm still not quite sure where he's going. I think he wants to try to get a group of people together that are interested in software design of software-defined radio. Anyways, this is a venture for the circuit designers and the software designers. Having gone off in a different direction than others in terms of circuit concepts, which are devoted mostly to signal quality and purity, I have generated interest in the vision I have for software-defined radio hardware. And so many await the realization of that vision in the form of a product that they can use, and hence see for themselves the difference that the concept utilizes therein have made as compared to the standard of sort of software-defined radio hardware that is being manufactured here. And let's see here. And there are very few places around the world, and since the technology is not yet widely known about here yet, it's not widely known about yet and understood. I guess I'm missing something here in the sentence context. There is yet some time for people to come in and get in on the basement ground floor level and rise up and take off with the technology as it progresses forward to the mainstream awareness at large. Hence, this is a building technology, and we are now only getting others of the software design and computer sorts to explore how to compile and to design software-defined radio softwares. So there is time yet. Once again, you're listening to QSO, and I'm reading this from this fellow who's writing about software-defined radio, and it's very interesting, and I think he wants to get a group together. As we continue here, I know that some people may be aware of, now here, I don't, high-performance software-defined radio project, I guess there's something must be already out there called the High Performance Software Defined Radio Project. performance project. However, I suggest that they download and try to install the software and turn it on, which will require downloading and installing and learning about the .NET framework, which in case they will delete both installations in most cases. He's over my head. I don't know. Do you understand what this is all about, David, Matthew?
Well, I have a friend who deals with some of the software design stuff, and he has a lot of fun doing it. He's tried talking to me about it a few times, and it's gone quite over my head too. But it's really a fantastic setup, and it's just amazing. And this guy here, obviously, he's knee deep in it already.
Yeah, he's all the way up to his neck in this stuff. We need to find some folks just like him that want to get involved in this. I will say that the hardware concepts used in, I believe it's high-performance software-defined radio, are those I got away from. Okay, and I also tell folks that I have the, and I don't know what this is, CIAORADI, please excuse me, OH101 software design radio, which will blow away the HP SDR. Well, of course it will. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it sounds awful good here. The radio system, in a week in terms of performance, though the CIAO radio itself is also, but I bet I sound like an idiot talking about this. You know what? There's some people out there that know all about this, and they're laughing their butts off right now, saying, that guy is an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyways, I have a few circuits up my sleeve, and anyone wanted to join? Anyone interested in collaboration and combined enterprise may want to contact me or join my group at Yahoo. He's in a Yahoo group. I guess if you went into Yahoo, if you want to get into a Yahoo group, could you just go to Yahoo and type in software-defined radio inside of groups?
Yes, you can go to Yahoo groups. There's several of them up there dedicated to ham radio. Just go up to the Yahoo groups and definitely do a search for it, and you'll be able to join the group that he's on.
I don't normally, his name is Danny Jackson, I don't normally give out email addresses, but I'm going to give his out because I think if you're interested in software design radio and you want to get together with people of like mind, his email address is danieljackson@netzero.com. That's Daniel Jackson, Daneiel, Daniel Jackson, Jackson, at NetZero. That's NetZero.com. And shoot him an email. I'm sure he'll be elated to hear from you, as and this could turn into something. You could really have some fun with this. Okay, who's next?
Bob Peters writes in, W1PE. Hi, Ted. When I try to activate and listen to your site, it says set associations. I've looked all over Winamp and can't find it. What am I missing? Thanks, 73s. Bob, what you need to do in your web browser, you have to go in and configure your web browser to tell it to play to Winamp. Your browser is looking at the MP3 file and does not know what to do with it. So you have to go tell it what program to launch. Or you can right-click on the actual link and then say save target as and save it to like your desktop and then be able to pull it into Winamp. I hope that helps.
Did you get that? Did you get that, David? Do you understand what he said? No, really, seriously. Do that again, Matt, but go a little slower. Just repeat it over again, just a little slower.
How do I do that?
People can take some notes. Now, what his problem is, what is he stating the problem is?
When he goes and clicks on it, his web browser is saying, I don't know what to do with this file. So it says, I need to set an association. In your web browser, if you're using Firefox, you go to Tools, I think it's Options, and then you have to go to your Preferences. And then you would highlight on the association side of that MP3, and you would say use Winamp. Or if you can't do that with a particular browser you're using, you could right-click on the file and say save as. And when you say save as, then you can save it to like your desktop or something like that. And then Windows, you can just double-click it after you save it to your desktop, and then Windows should be able to play it.
Let me ask this question while we're in the middle of this. Why is it sometimes when you go online and there's a file, if you right-click on it, instead of it playing as a stream, it just starts to download? It doesn't seem like, regardless of what you do, it wants to download, and all you want to do is play it as a stream. Why does that happen?
Because that's the association site inset. You have to tell it what application to launch whenever it goes to launch it. Sometimes an application doesn't launch properly, and it doesn't send the link over to it, so then it wants to download the entire file.
Well, I've taken the URLs and just opened up Windows Media Player and stuck the URL in there where it says file or whatever, and then it'll start to stream just fine. But I don't know.
Well, you also have one other type of thing that could possibly happen in the world of audio players. You could have your default, which is Windows Media Player, that comes with Windows. Then you start installing these other players, and some of them are not correctly configured. So then all of a sudden, your machine no longer wants to play these normal files. So that's something else that could happen.
That makes sense. Thank you for listening, folks. You are listening to QSO. We are reading the mail. Please write us. Go to tedrandall.com, tedrandall.com, and you'll see the spot on the site where it says email us, and just shoot us an email. Tell us where you're at, what you're listening on. Complain if you wish. Compliment if you wish. And we'll be just glad to hear from you, and we're just trying to catch up on some of the email that we haven't had a chance to read. You got some stuff there, David?
I do. I've got one here from Roger. He says, I'm hearing you on WBCQ on 7415. Signal is now getting weak, and I'll need to hear the rest of the show on the net. Love the Bob Hiles stuff. Next on the list here is Emery. Says, I told the folks at the Army Freedom Team to salute about your show tonight. They think it's great and will listen to the next show and visit the webpage. They are also interested in the idea for the wish list. And that was from Gary, N7IHZ. We've also got one here from Wayne. Just wanted to say thank you for the article and posting the wish list. Incredible, to say the least. I'm just amazed at seeing this and enjoyed sending it to my family, friends, and radio buds.
Okay, I've got one here. Let's see here. I don't know what this is all about. This is from Galen, is it? Let me see. Yes, Galen. And the last name is spelled F-A-U-L-K, Falk, I believe it is. He says here, I looked your call sign up in QRZ and was listed to a ham in Colorado Springs. I don't know what call sign you're looking up. Try WB8PUM, Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa Uniform Mike. And incidentally, with me here in the studio doing this mailbag thing is we're trying to address as many of these emails as we possibly can, is David, KG4WXW, and you can identify yourself, David, so they recognize your voice.
Hello there, Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey X-Ray Whiskey.
You can look him up in QRZ. Have you got any strange pictures up there or anything?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay. So far, your QRZ site hasn't been hacked as of yet.
No, not yet.
And with me also is Matt, KG4WXX. And Matt, go ahead and identify yourself by means of voice.
What kind of voice should I use is the big question.
Just identify yourself
Hi, I'm Matt Aaron.
Okay. Call sign is?
KG4WXX.
And you can find him on QRZ as well. Have you got something else going on there?
Yeah, I've got one here. Let's see here. This is from Peter. It says, Ted, thanks so much for your on-air visit to the Huntington Beach Racy's Field Day site. I was able to listen to your second broadcast via stream and enjoyed the conversation that involved Bob and Gordo sitting on the beach just up from us with a ground wire in the sand and salt water. We are very fortunate in Southern California to have Gordon and Susie and a host of other dedicated hams. Thanks again for your visit to the Huntington Beach Racy's Field Day site. And that was Peter N6RAS.
Okay, I've got one here from Dick at Ramsey Electronics. And his is very short. It just says, good show tonight. Thanks in 73s. So I think his call sign is this right? K2LCT. I'm not absolutely certain that that's correct. I think it's K2LCT. Also here, Cliff Fox, KU4GW. I use the Ham Info Toolbar in my web browser that I downloaded at haminfotoolbar.co.uk. It has a podcast player in it, so you can add your own stations. And I was wanting to know the URL that I would need to save or listen to your podcast, the QSO show, and other WBCQ shows. Thanks in advance for your assistance. 73 DE Cliff, KU4GW. He's got a MySpace site. MySpace.com/KU4GW. My suggestion would be on your ham info toolbar, which I don't know anything about, would be to use the URL off of the website. Just go to TedRandall.com, TedRandall.com, and go to the podcast page. And if you go in there, you'll be able to see what the direct links are to the podcast. But there's an RSS feed in there too, and I'm just thinking that ham info bar might accommodate RSS. I'm thinking it might. John Mead is writing here. Just listen to your entire holiday show on BCQ. Well, this one goes back a little ways. Reception was pretty good here on Long Island. Congrats on a good show to you there. The TW antenna looks interesting. I am the moderator of the QRP forum at HRU in January and will mention that as an alternative. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure those folks at Transworld Antennas will definitely appreciate that. You got something else here, David?
Yep, got one here from K2LCT. Thanks for having me on your field day show, Ted. I like the show and Dr. Barrett's comments. I have heard the WBCQ show several times. I would like to try the TW2010 antenna here on my second floor balcony in my townhouse. I am using currently a vertical made from 6-meter Ringo Ranger. I have an ICOM IC756 radio, and that was K2LCT. Got another one here from Tim. Thank you for having our club on the show for field day, K8CY. It was really fun for everyone to listen with a speakerphone on the cell phone. He's thanks again, 73s, and good DX.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Week after week, you hear us talk about Transworld Antennas, and you hear us talk about the TW2010, the 4040, the Backpacker, and all these different antennas. Of course, the TW2010 Adventurer came first. Folks were amazed at its performance. Then they introduced the Backpacker, and now the 4040. Go to EHAM and read the reviews on the TW2010. Just go to EHAM and read those reviews. Now, you can do that by going to transworldantennas.com. Just go to transworldantennas.com. Transworld Antennas, one word. Go to transworldantennas.com. There's a link on that page that'll take you right straight to the EHAM reviews. Or you can just go to EHAM yourself
And if you're a ham, you know how to get to eHam on the internet. Just Google it. You'll get there. And read the reviews. See what other amateur radio operators are saying about this antenna. Thank you. It's the 4040. It's a new 40-meter monoband antenna. It looks just like the Adventurer or the TW2010. It's the perfect antenna for high-performance DX communications in a portable package. This antenna system is ideal for camping, emergencies, or permanent installation where you gotta go stealth. 7.0 to 7.3 megahertz. Without the necessity of either manual band changing or the need for a controller. Just attach the feed line and you're ready to talk. That's the Trans World Adventurer 4040. Go to their website. Take a look. Transworldantennas.com. That's transworldantennas.com. Have you been looking for a place to put a website? Have you thought about putting your own website up, or possibly you've got your own right now and you're not real happy? The name to think about and remember is tux-support.com. Tux like tuxedo, the little penguin, the mascot for Linux, the Linux operating system. Tux-support.com. Just remember that name. If you're looking for a website for your amateur radio club, your church, your organization, your business, or even a personal site, you need a place to put that site, and you want a simple way to put it together and maintain it, one word or one company to remember, that's tux-support.com. Tux-support.com. That's T-U-X-S-U-P-P-O-R-T. .com, tux-support.com, the only name you need to know when it comes to your website. All right, we are back, and you're listening to QSO. This is kind of a weird program, weird from the standpoint that there are no guests today. We are reading email and other mail and anything else that... that we can get away with today. With me is KG4WXW, David.
Hello there, sir.
And also Matt, KG4WXX.
Hello.
And we're just, you know, I'm amazed at all the emails that have come in, and I know that we're not going to get to read all of them today. There's a couple other things we want to have a chance to talk about. And I'm trying to think here now. I'm going to make sure we didn't go over some of this stuff. Ran across your show doing some SWL this afternoon, listening to it now. I'm monitoring on 9330. Okay, that's back when we were on 9330. We were on 9330 for quite some time. While you talk to a soldier in Iraq. Did you read this one earlier from Craig? Did somebody read this one?
Yeah, I believe so.
You read that already? Yep. Okay. Well, hello, Craig. How you doing? Appreciate that. Want to make sure we got some of these. Make sure we've covered them all. This one here, I don't think we got. Kevin Polly, KB9WVI. KB9WVI, your message. Had seen a reference to an interview with Rosalie White, K1STO, the ARRL Eris program manager, also a member of our Bloomington Amateur Radio Club. I had been watching for the repost, but I may have missed it. If I did miss it, the second time around, would it be possible to get an MP3 copy sent to my email or to post on our local blog? That program, Kevin, should be on the website. If you look, there should be a podcast ready or at least available for download. One of the things I was going to mention, and that is, we do want to hear from you, so don't shy off when it comes to writing us an email and letting us know you're listening. We have a number of things we'd like to know. I mean, I know that one fellow wrote in and he said, I get a little aggravated because you keep asking the same questions over and over. But we want to be able to do what you want to hear. We want to make sure that what we're doing is compatible with your listening habits, what you want to hear. I mean, if we're wearing some subject out on the air, we want to know. let us know. If there's something you don't hear on QSO and you think you really think it needs to be on here, by all means, we want to know about that as well, because we want to make sure that we get the guest on the air. Now, we've had a lot of guests on, like Gordon West. Also, Bob Heil. Now, one thing I do like is I like Bob's audio seminars. And putting him on, talking about amateur radio audio and what cartridges to use, which ones that work best. And, I mean, that was a whole new world for me. And seeing him demonstrate his microphones, I guess, at one of the actually, it was in Huntsville. And the strange thing, I know a couple of people have commented about our mics, about the microphone audio here on QSO. And let me say this: when we went to the Huntsville Hamfest, Bob Heil incidentally has one of these seminars, I think, planned for Dayton. So if you've got Dayton on your agenda, be sure to take in the Heil microphone seminar. And but I went to the microphone seminar, and he had one of these Electrovoice RE20s. That's a standard mic, broadcast mic. Who uses those on the air?
Almost everybody. Howard Stern to, you know, majority of your local radio stations.
But you see them like Bob and Tom when they do their live television thing. You see, yeah, RE20s there.
Fox News Radio uses them. Anybody that's in broadcasting, that's like one of the main standards, that and the Shure SM7.
You don't see as many Shures, though. Mm-mm. You used to see the Shure SM7. Don't see them much. Well, anyhow, I'm attending this Heil ham radio audio seminar, and on the table is a RE20. Now, I own about what do we got? About four or five of those things?
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive. Those mics are $500-$600 or something like that. I don't know. I mean, they break the bank. But if you're in the business, you got to have them. So you spend the money to get the stuff you need. And Bob Heil takes this RE20 out and plugs it in and starts talking into this thing. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, that's very good. Then he unplugs it and plugs his PR30 in. Same cord, hasn't changed any settings, it's the same. And that microphone jumped right out at me. But what was very strange is when he went in the reverse direction, you got used to listening to the PR30, or even the PR40 is more drastic. Then he plugged in that RE20, and I thought the microphone had been damaged. Somebody dropped that thing on the floor. And when I first got my PR40 here, I did the same thing. I unplugged it and plugged my RE20 back in, and I know my RE20 is fine. And I swear to heavens, it made the RE20 sound like it had a cold. I mean, it just really sounded pathetic. And it was so hard to believe that is the standard in broadcast radio today. What do you think about that, Matt? I mean, you've fooled with mics a long time.
Well, RE20 is, I mean, the age of the mic. I mean, it came out in, what, the 60s or 70s? I mean, it's an old microphone. But the RE27N is even worse. I mean, it the pickup element is even smaller. I mean, I've heard a lot of microphones now that are being developed that sound better than that RE20 and the RE27N. And the RE27N looks pretty. It's nice and shiny. They even got them in gold. But they sound like you're talking in a tin can.
Yeah, I did not like the 27N. And I'll tell you, it took a little bit getting used to the PR40, because the PR40 is very revealing. I mean, you can't chomp on a cracker or a potato chip while you're on the air, because that thing, well, I mean, it picks up the food particles in between your teeth.
Are you trying to tell me something? I just had a ice cream cone.
Yeah, you know, I could hear it too in the headphones. No, I mean, seriously, it's a little getting used to, but it's a dead accurate microphone, and I like that. But the Heil audio seminar, when the gentleman wrote and said he really enjoyed hearing that, I think we should try to get Bob back on again and try to get him to do some more of that. In terms of working in I guess I want to say a related business to ham radio. Now, both of these fellows here that are on the air with me are my sons. And
you actually claim us?
I had to nail both of their feet to the floor to get them in here because they didn't want anything to do with the old man here. But
he actually claims us.
Yeah, the thing I'd like to do, though, real quickly, while we still have just a few more minutes because we're going to be running out of time shortly, is you guys tell a little bit. I mean, you got into amateur radio early. I drug you around to radio stations when you were just kids, to transmitter sites and everything. And, of course, you've been everywhere from on-air in the studio to what is ham radio done, or how much of it is responsible for you being able to be a full-time broadcast engineer in the radio industry?
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There are so many things that I can tinker with here in my home that I would have no way of doing to a running radio station that has to be on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. You know, I mean, just messing around with a transmitter, learning how to work on it, learning how to troubleshoot a ham radio rig, getting the theory under your belt is such an excellent thing for you to have helped me discover, because now that I work on these things, that helps me out so much more in my job. You know, if there's ever a problem with my AM transmitter, you know, I can go right over there and be able to work on it and actually know what I'm doing. Whereas I'm not able to actually take that transmitter off the air and tinker with it, you know, whenever I want to, because that station has to be on the air.
Okay. Quickly, Matthew, chief engineer for the Dave Ramsey Show. You're dealing with television and radio. You're dealing with, of course, David, you're dealing with television at the college there. But we have just a couple of minutes left. Relate a little bit about what has it done to keep you sharp and on your toes and in the saddle.
Ham radio has helped me in a lot of different areas. Whenever I go and have a problem, I deal with our TV show side where we have to hook up with Fox News New York. And we've got robotic cameras, which run serial data from Nashville to New York and New York back to Nashville. We've got a DS3, which is a 45 megabit copper direct circuit from Nashville to the Fox News building there on right off of Times Square. So we deal with a lot of interesting issues with a remote studio. I find it always amazing that some of the people I work with from New York, which are full-time professionals, have a hard time grasping signal flow and how things move from point to point and why a certain thing is a certain way. And it's being an amateur in knowing what I know from being an amateur helps me, because I can go through and I can troubleshoot a problem five times faster than the majority of the guys that I work with. And part of that has to do with that I understand it more. I've played with stuff more. You know, if you're dealing with data in an amateur radio and it's not working right and you learn how to troubleshoot and figure out the problem, well, I've done the same thing for my cameras up in New York. When we first got them, we had problems with the cameras, and I was able to hook up a computer and watch the data coming in and figure out what the data was. But if I wasn't tinkering around my ham gear, chances are I probably would have never been able to realize that I could do that and look at that. I mean, there's just a whole lot of gambit of stuff that I can wrap my mind around a lot quicker than the guys that don't do amateur radio and don't love.
So you think it's from the tinkering?
Yes.
It's a tinkering mentality. I know at work they call you MacGyver because you can make anything work.
Yeah.
We're out of time, and I want to say thank you to both of you fellas for helping me read all this email. I'm sorry that it was printed in such a way. But we had fun. I hope you had fun listening to this. And keep the email coming in. Once again, send it to go to the website, tedrandall.com, TEDRANDALL.com. And
by the way, we promise not to send you any spam.
Yeah, absolutely. No spam. Your email address remains sacred to
us.
Even
though we get the spam, you won't.
Yeah, we get a lot of spam, which is tedrandall.com is the website, and we'd just love to hear from you. Don't want to wear that out, but we can't get too many emails, can't hear from too many people. That's going to do it. That's it for QSO this week. Want to thank you so much for listening, and also want to invite you to be sure and tune in next week, same time, same station for QSO. And this program will repeat on Thursday. If you're listening Tuesdays, tune in. If you've missed part of it, it'll be on again on Thursday, airing the second time. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week for another QSO.